Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Alan's coming after you hard, Del, today.
I don't care, particularly.
Yeah, no.
No,
ask
I don't
Del
care.
Who's playing in the Sweet 16.
Who?
Oh, it's not Miami.
I thought he was an Ohio State fan. What is he
He's
again?
A Florida State guy.
Now?
Well, yeah, he's a Florida. No, he's always been a Florida. He went to Florida State.
Oh, I thought
he's from Ohio, but he went to Florida.
So he was born in trash and then chose trash.
Became trash.
So he didn't want to escape trash at all, is what you're saying.
Right. No. He was. Oh, ask Del who Tony Busby's playing in the Sweet 16. That's right. They're not, but Florida
what?
State is.
What is that?
I don't know why.
You have stupid friends.
Listen.
Is he your friend?
Yes, he's my friend.
Yeah, you have a dumb
he's
friend.
He's stupid, though. Well, I have all my friends are stupid.
Well, they hang out with you.
That's immediately.
Speaking of poor decision makers.
Yeah, yeah. What's the name of that Takashita woman? Yoshi. Yoshi Takashita.
Takashita? Is it Takashita or Takashita?
It's Takashita.
It's Taka.
But it's spelled T A K E.
Then why do you
S H I T A?
I think it's Takashita.
It's Italian. Yo.
No, it's not Italian.
She Takashita.
No, it's not Italian. It's Takashita for anyone who's concerned.
Oh, it's Takashita. That's right. Oh.
Oh, like that's better. Like that's actually better. Let's go with making fun of her name as opposed to what you just did.
That's better?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's her name. That's Chance pointed this out. Chance and I were going back and forth. Will and Doug Pfister got involved, and so did Deshaun somehow. I don't know.
Talking about it. We saw a tweet. Or at least I saw a tweet. I think Andrew Brandt tweeted it, that Big Ben and Zeke got 6 games each and not a charge was filed.
Yeah.
Ain't no way Deshaun escaping a multi-game suspension.
This is bringing shame on the NFL, on the brand. And he can't be more public. I mean, no. Deshaun is facing it right now. And that's 6 games with, well, Zeke had multiple incidents. Ben was very aggressive in a bathroom.
Correct.
Extremely aggressive in a bathroom. Deshaun, man, I just was thinking, he's got to be proud of that thing. He wants everybody to see it.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yes.
He's so proud.
The lawsuits are true. That
if
dude
true.
Likes showing it off. Likes like any women he finds attractive in that setting to see it and maybe touch it, even when they don't want to, allegedly.
Man, he's so proud of that thing. Let's get let's get Jeff in here. What up, Jeff?
Every single case has that same thing in it.
Yes. Man.
One thing I don't know if it was brought up. It was pretty interesting hearing that, you know, conspiracy theory by that woman talking about the Texas setup. That was pretty interesting. But one thing I did want to comment on is I found it very odd that an elite NFL quarterback, where especially athletes, your body is your temple. That's your living. That's your livelihood. I found it very interesting that an elite athlete would have 22 unlicensed or recently licensed women work on him. Usually, if you're getting recommendations. You know, John, if you're getting a haircut, you're not going to 22 barbers. You're going to see two or three maybe and go with the best one, typically. That's how it goes for everything. You know, you're not going to try out and have 22 people work on you.
Yeah.
That's a bad massage can really mess you up. Like, remember Carlos Correa? a bad massage can really mess you up. And so I think people need to think a little bit more logically about this. Tom Brady's had one personal trainer. If I had went through 22 female trainers in 8 months, my wife would be like, what is going on with you?
Well, what
you probably call the places.
So Jeff, let me ask you a question. So Jeff, what about guys that really, they like to get their feet rubbed? What do you think about that? Is that something that you would do, or
you
is
get
that
a foot massage?
Yeah, no. You get a foot. What about if it arouses you?
What do you mean,
Jeff? We're not talking about athlete massages here. What this is involved is some kind of fetish that Deshaun has. It allegedly.
That's my point here, John.
What is your point here?
It wasn't about getting a legitimate massage.
That's right.
Saying. So clearly, he kind of has a quagmire. We should call him Quagmire now because he's got some weird fetish about it. So then clearly it was something beyond a professional aspect to this.
I don't watch.
You really should settle this before the Olympics.
I don't watch Family Guy. Quagmire's a Family Guy character, right?
Yeah, correct. Okay.
So I get this picture yesterday was sent to me by someone we know.
This is very Quagmire-ish, if you want to know.
It's a picture of Deshaun Watson, but it's got some cartoon white guy's head. That's Quagmire?
That's Quagmire.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't know
giggity,
what that
giggity,
meant.
Giggity, giggity.
I knew it wasn't great.
Yeah, he's a pervert. Yeah.
No, he's a pervert. And he will get naked anytime.
He'll hit on anyone.
Any woman, he'll hit on anything.
It's on a cartoon?
Oh, yeah.
He gets naked at
any
time?
You would love Family Guy. It's hilarious. That's one of my favorite shows. I will sit and watch 20 Family Guys in a row. Family Guy is awesome.
It's only 30 minutes long. Jeff's last thing, he should settle it by Olympics. That's July 23rd. So is this over by July 23rd?
Well, if he settles, yeah.
Yeah,
Settle this by just saying, I have a fetish and I'm going to go get sleep therapy.
And cutting checks to how many women?
A bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and depending on how aggressive he was. You know, there's an alleged... There's a lesbian encounter here.
Well, there's an alleged. We know about the alleged forcible oral sex, and then
a lesbian.
Yeah, I don't know how that became known. Did she mention she's a lesbian?
She told, or allegedly told him, or he asked her.
Okay,
and now there's a first time for everything, and he allegedly pushed her head down and actually wrapped his legs. It's getting way too aggressive.
Look, considering how many of them. There are, and then you mentioned that the most egregious of the alleged cases. How do you settle the most egregious of these cases? Like, will this be a bulk settlement? Will it be individuals? Because if we find out that he settled with the forcible oral sex, what's everyone going to think? That he was involved in a rape?
Yeah.
So I don't know how you settle that. I don't even know how that would break down considering how many they are, but is he going to settle a forcible oral sex claim?
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Well, they get more.
If it becomes known that he's the guy who settled the forcible oral sex, then everyone's going to believe that this guy was part of a forced rape.
Well, he's not going to admit it.
Or rape is the same as force.
There's
so that's
a lot
redundant,
of times
but.
You will settle and you just admit, no, listen, and it's all
locked down.
Yep, where you don't, you can't talk about it.
NDAs would be rolling in hot and heavy, but every game Deshaun goes and plays on the road is going to be a nightmare for him, no matter where he is.
That's done. Yeah. That's done. I mean, it's like, yeah, that's done. Like I said, there's going to be massage tables at every tailgate, Texans road tailgate, massage tables.
Well, look at you, still holding out hope he'll be a Texan.
He's going to be a Texan. Now, I've said this from the get-go. I don't believe he's going to get traded. And now, more than ever.
Will he play?
Yes,
at
he will play.
At least in this year.
Yeah, well, he's going to get suspended, but yes, he will play.
Cool,
I don't know if Ben and Zeke got six. Of course, this is tough. This is 22 now.
And climbing. It's 14 confirmed lawsuits with 24 accusers.
Well, I could see a year.
And six is the jump-off point, right? So there is precedent for two different players. One was Ben, one was Zeke.
Well,
Zeke
remember when sexual assault, and this is what pissed him off, was sexual assault was two games. Sexual assault, then it was four, and now it's six.
Well,
now that's the jumping off point is six now. This is a year.
Well, it was two for, I think it was Ray Rice who got two until the video came
out. Yeah, right.
And then it was like, forever.
Yeah, right. Well, not really forever, but indefinite. And then it was forever.
It became forever.
It became forever. But this is, I mean, under over, Deshaun suspended for a year.
I go under. I still think the precedent is strong in this, and I think it's more likely six. Okay, suspended or commissioner's exempt? Same thing. That's a good number because the commissioner exempt stuff gives them the ability to really just let it flow.
Listen, when you're talking about Zeke, you had the pulling the shirt down. You had the alleged incident where
police report.
The concert thing with Zeke.
Thing, yeah.
You had the concert deal with Zeke. You had when he pushed the concert guy.
I don't think, but that was not part of the
story. No, but the ball was rolling for him. It was a snowball thing. And then he had an assault with a girlfriend, right? Didn't he have?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had that as well. With Ben, you had one incident. We're talking about 22 now. 22 is a big number.
Well, they were sexual. Those were considered domestic violence / sexual assault. There was no criminal file on Ben.
Neither.
No, there was criminal file with Ezekiel Elliott.
But no charges were filed against Ben.
Yeah, okay. The 22, well, I think it's going to be a pattern of behavior thing. And I think once again, whether it happened or not, or it's happened on a small scale, then culpability is going to be really big for Deshaun Watson. Then he'll have to be culpable. He'll have to be contrite. And that will mean therapy. That will mean, it'll mean doing the work, as Dell said. Whatever that entails, he will have to. That's going to end up being part of this.
I'm looking at Zeke's timeline. He was accused of, but he was never charged.
Never charged.
Not with the domestic violence.
Ben either, right?
No.
She brought it up. They
no. He was accused, but they never charged.
Yeah, never charged.
But there were no criminal. There were no criminal cases. This is
22 now. That changes, and it's. Well, allegedly 22. There's 14 filed. We'll see if it continues to snowball and as big as this story is going to be. I think the under over is. I think it'll be a year. I think it'll be at least a year now that he's looking at. Unbelievable, mm-hmm. where this has gone. 713-780-3776 is the number on ESPN 97.5. Texas Star Grill Shop. I bought my DCS there, and it's the best. I love it. I had bought another gas grill from them before. I bought a Traeger from Rick and Michelle before. And that's when we first got going with them, they were just a small mom-and-pop shop. That ain't the case anymore. They got four locations around the city. It is unbelievable how this has grown, how this is a major concern. They've got a warehouse now where they're in and out. They're not only delivering, but they're installing absolutely free. They've got everything you could possibly need with every single accessory that you could have for grilling, including the meats. I mean, they got Wagyu meat at these places that you can buy. It is unbelievable how good Texas Star Grill Shop is right now, and they've got their spring sale going on. This is the best time to get it. You want to get that grill going for because you're going to use it all summer long. You think it's hot out, and you're not. This is when you use your grill. The kids are home. Everybody wants. You don't want to cook inside; it's too hot. You cook outside, and you are going to love it. All you got to do is go to TexasStarGrillShop.com. That's TexasStarGrillShop.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 816 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. The number, if you would like to get in here, 713-780-3776. This week, we're going to have to hear from Tony.
Yeah, because it's Sweet 16 time.
Sweet 16.
You saw Sister Jean. Well,
Well, you didn't see her. You heard her.
I mean, you heard Sister Jean yesterday.
What did she say? She's, you come up, done up?
Or? She said, if you run up, you get done up.
Yeah.
Was that to you or to the...
To me.
Or to Illinois?
Oh, no, no, yeah. I guess she was... But she did threaten me, too, but by the way.
Did she?
Yeah.
Did she threaten you?
Yeah, I felt it. I felt that threat.
Did you feel threatened?
Okay. I did a little bit, but...
She did say Illinois caught a two-piece.
Yeah. Is that a combination?
Yeah.
That's what that is? Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Texas two-piece.
Texas two-piece. Yeah.
Catch this. You want to catch this two-piece? I'm going to catch this three-piece. Every piece is a combination.
No, I get it. Okay, I want to ask you a question. All of the Texans signings, all of the Texans maneuvers, all the Texans signings, what's your favorite?
Oh, they just had one.
They just had one?
Yeah. Hold on a second. They got, who was it? They just had one that I kind of like.
I mean, that was your favorite?
Well, what do you mean?
I mean,
is this
your
trick question?
No, your favorite move. I mean, it just happened or it was before? Mine is Tyrod Taylor.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Because.
Well, Desmond King is probably mine.
Desmond King is yours? Well, see, but Tyrod is a guy who can sit behind Deshaun and give you a good backup. A solid backup if Deshaun is back. And if not, he is a serviceable starter. And actually, we'll see if he can. I mean, it goes from 6 to $10 million, which is a nice job by Caserio. If he's a backup, he's going to get his $6 million, which is it's a little expensive, but not really. It's not crazy money now for a backup. And then if he's not, he's not killing you with the cap. And, oh, by the way, he's better than a lot of – I don't want to say it. He's not better than a lot of starters, but he's one of the best backups out there, right? Of all of the guys that are backing up, who would you want to have to play if your starter goes down?
Fitzpatrick.
Well, okay, but I don't know. Well, he went to Washington. I guess Ryan Fitzpatrick, but was Ryan?
I mean, he's a
wait a minute. Here's
now.
The deal, though. Ryan Fitzpatrick would not play for 6-10.
All right.
Ryan Fitzpatrick was going to get paid.
So here's the deal. You say that. That's kind of an old narrative. We know last year he got stabbed in the heart by. Adrenaline.
Well, in the
ribs,
yeah.
Whenever the girl, when punctured Marcellus' lung. Wife or girlfriend,
right.
Her wife was having her attack or whatever, and then he stabbed her with the adrenaline. I think that's what happened. Or
yeah,
was
right,
that?
Right, right, yeah.
No.
In the heart.
It happened at the team facility. By a
oh,
team,
no, 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 no. Oh,
doctor.
You think that's what happened to Marcellus' girlfriend? Yes.
No, that happened with.
Oh, no, no, no. He
that didn't happen
he
to
didn't,
Tyrod
that
Taylor.
With he didn't Tyrod snort
Taylor.
Heroin.
It's Tyrod.
With Panda or Choco.
It happened to Tyrod at the team facility with the Chargers.
Yeah.
It so wasn't like
it wasn't heroin related.
John Travolta stabs him or something?
Okay. No.
All right. Well, he got stabbed in the heart or whatever last year. Number two, the year before, in 2019, he got in 8 games. He was 4 of 6. In 2018 for Cleveland.
What do you mean he was 4 of 6?
He had 6 attempts. He had 4 completions.
In how many games?
2009.
10 games you said he played? And he was
eight
4 of 6?
8 games
and he was 4 of 6?
Yeah. Probably took some snaps or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I guess
he got in for the end of the game.
The year before that, Cleveland. He played in 4 games, started 3, had 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, completed 49% of his passes.
Pretty good.
So you got to go back to 2017 and 16. You're working off of that, and maybe that's true. And
well, that's what we work off with the Texans. David Johnson.
That's right.
That's what Randall Cobb.
So actually with Buffalo, it's better than I remember. 51 touchdowns and 16 interceptions.
That's good.
That's really good. His record was like 7-6, 7-8, 8-6.
I'll take that right now for the
completion percentage of 63, 61, 62.
If I told you Tyrod Taylor could beat would be 7-6, would you take that right now?
Now he hasn't really played since 17.
Yeah, I know. So
I mean, he did. He had 3 starts.
And look at David Johnson.
He had 3 starts in
18.
But, yeah, it's – but, yeah, he was 15, 16, 17. He's actually better than I remember statistically. It didn't lead to a ton of wins, but actually that's 100% what I would want is out of a backup. Yeah, I'm just more used to the last 3 years, Tyrod. But usually I would – like for a running back, I don't care about 16. For a backup quarterback, that's actually okay because, you know, backup quarterbacks don't age like – running backs age like bananas.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, look at this. This was fine 2 days ago, and now look at it. Right. Let's let it keep getting old. We'll make banana bread out of it.
Is that what you do with the brown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the worse it gets, the more flavorful it is. You make great banana bread.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want old rotten potato, but bananas.
The best banana, the most flavorful banana bread.
Well, I'm not eating your wife's banana bread anymore.
Swear on everything. You let it go rotten.
No, I've eaten your wife's banana bread. I didn't know it was rotten. How about you use like new bananas? That'd be great.
Banana bread is fun. That's what you got. You got to let them go really,
really
bad.
Is that why it's brown? Banana bread is brown?
Probably. Ah. Probably.
No, you got some new information, and yeah. You don't like it.
And quarterbacks are more
like
those
what?
Green avocados. You're like, when is this going to – this thing lasts forever. It's not even ripe yet. You gotta wait. They're like Twinkies.
Shoot as you cut one, they turn black.
That's why you don't cut it open. That's why backup quarterbacks –
they don't cut them
backup
open.
Quarterbacks last forever. They're not used
They're
very
Twinkies.
Often. Twinkies, yeah.
Backup as long as you keep them in that wrapper.
Matt Schaub just retired at like 41.
Yeah.
He's the Twinkies of quarterbacks.
No, so I'm telling you, this is my favorite signing. Because, and not only that, but if you got Fitzmagic, you have to pay him $12 million, period.
Tyrod Taylor's getting 12 and a half.
No.
Ain't coming
not
back.
Not if he backs up. He's only getting six.
And backing up. You said you expect
Well, I expect that. But at the time they signed him, they didn't know Deshaun was going to be suspended for 12 years.
Not according to that caller, they knew.
Oh, they knew. That's right.
They're behind
this.
Oh,
by the way, in the article of the tale of the tape of the lawyers, he said Tony Busby doesn't even know Cal McNair. Doesn't even know
him.
Never met him.
Well,
look at that.
Tony Busby has said that.
Tony Busby said that.
He's like, I don't know him. Cal McNair.
I never met him.
Who knows Cal McNair?
No one knows Cal.
Exactly.
Hannah doesn't know Cal McNair.
You know who knows him? DoorDash guys. You know who knows him? Uber Eats drivers. Mr. McNair, I'm here with your spaghetti again.
He's getting spaghetti delivered?
Yeah. Who gets spaghetti delivered?
Who
makes spaghetti?
It's so easy.
Does he call it paschetti?
Buschetti.
Do you think it's...
And he goes, spaghetti. Spaghetti.
No, Cal, it's not SpaghettiOs. It's actual spaghetti. Oh, man. I want SpaghettiOs.
Can I spell words with this? Yes. Who gets spaghetti delivered ever?
Do you think Cal, when he's getting his... Lucky Charms, they have to pick out the charms he doesn't like, and they set them aside.
Stop.
Skittles.
Do we have to do this every show? Wait.
Yes.
No.
Here it is. Bowl of Skittles. This is what I envision. Big, and it's an expensive bowl. It's a crystal bowl.
Yeah.
It's a bowl, and it's filled with probably 40 packages.
Do you think he goes
Skittles.
Regular Skittles?
Big
Skittles. Or berry Skittles?
Regular.
Regular?
He would go that. Regular, and this is what he does the whole time. And this might last 3 hours.
Out the green ones?
Yellow, green. Yellow, green, trash. Yellow, green, trash. I like the green
ones.
He's a lot
Cal
like my son.
I like
Alec,
the green
actually.
One,
but... actually, I'm just, everything my son Alec does, I'm thinking Cal does. Like, oh, Cal, here is your Starburst. Oh, yellow, trash. Orange is okay. Pink is great. Red is great. Now and laters. Yeah, I got sour apple downlaters. I want a grape. Okay, buddy.
Grape is the best. That. Grape anything is the best.
Yeah, we can get that for you, buddy. You couldn't see him throwing away green Skittles and maybe yellow? I could.
You think he's...
Can we stop this?
You think
can
he's,
we stop playing What Would Cal Do?
No, it's our best
it's
game.
Than Deshaun Massage talk.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what we have in Texas. Jack Easterby's like, this is what the Lord wanted y'all to talk about. Jesus is happy that you're talking about Deshaun's massage stuff. And I'm not even going to get into what Robert Little said. And also, if I'm being honest, Cal Skittles.
Well, apparently, I was reading the what you're talking about from Robert Little. I think he just didn't he just pick it out of the affidavits? Like, it wasn't the fact that the woman's a lesbian in the affidavit?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he just picked and chose.
Well, Deshaun asked her if she was a lesbian, apparently.
Okay. He picked it out of the affidavit. Even even that stuff that Deshaun likes with the backside is in the affidavit.
Well, that was aggressive,
well, and Deshaun's...
In which affidavit? Which number are we on?
It was
now?
Like
that
last
was like 13
week.
Or something.
When he was... Last week, he said with the oil with
the fourth one.
The oil with the stuff.
Say, Deshaun's statement was, you're a lesbian? First time for everything.
Ooh. No. Is that what it says?
Mm-hmm. First time for everything.
Are you though?
Yeah, he doesn't feel like it.
No,
I don't feel like Deshaun is an ally like I am.
And did you see also that Robert Little There's an article, or not an article, a gossip piece about Diddy shooting a shot at Deshaun's girlfriend now that Deshaun's in trouble.
Oh.
It's like, what? Diddy's after Jilly? Allegedly.
Allegedly?
On his website, Diddy's now after Jilly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, now that Deshaun is going through it right now.
Oh, why can't we just all get along?
Well,
827 ESPN.
I don't think anything about the situation suggests people getting along.
Getting along? No. People are. There's a lot of controversy. There's a lot of conflict going on right now. Mm. Time for us to talk right now about insurance, Lance.
TGS Insurance makes it so easy for you to find money. You're looking for found money. You can put on all the jackets and coats you want, and you're hoping to find a $20 bill. What if you reach into your jacket and you found a $900 bill? How sweet would that be? Well, the $900 is the average savings by people who are using TGS Insurance. And what they do is they aggregate a variety of A-rated insurance companies. When you text your address to them, you start off by texting the word money to 232323. Then they ask for your address. You send it back. Within seconds, you're going to have a firm quote on your homeowner's insurance. You can immediately compare it to what your homeowner's is. And if you find that it's lower and that they're saving you money, you can reach back out to them, contact them. They'll tell you how, and you can get the process handled today. You can switch your homeowner's insurance today. That's how easy it is. And they make it so easy for you to save that money and put that money back where it belongs, in your pocket. Why have A-rated insurance? Why get the coverage that you're looking for and pay more for it? It doesn't make any sense. So make sure that you go with the company that's out there trying to find you the best insurance and yet at affordable rates. And that's what TGS Insurance does for you. Text the word money to 232323. You have nothing to lose and over, you know, an average of $900 annually to gain. And in some cases, many more. TGSinsurance.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I've been telling you guys, Gonzaga is real. Nobody believed in him, but I did. I've been behind him.
You've been the one guy who's finally said, you know what? Yep. It's time we start believing in Gonzaga. Yeah.
Right. And so you guys have always been, whatever. Yeah, go ahead, stay with that. But I believe in them.
Yeah, you're starting to be vindicated on on that Gonzaga love.
Yeah, where everybody,
mid-major.
Everybody was like, whatever.
And so we've all said a mid-major can't be number one.
They were
one.
Laughing at me. But now are they laughing at me? I don't think so. And then what did I tell you guys yesterday? Oregon? I mean, Iowa? What did I tell you? We're not going to win, right? They didn't. And Luka Garza got a standing ovation. He's going to have his jersey retired. 55 they've already told him he's going to have his jersey retired.
Boy, that's early.
It is. And he doesn't translate to the NBA. He just doesn't. I don't know.
He doesn't play that well unless. You know, Dell called it a big man renaissance. He said,
"Did I?"
Embiid
is Luka Garza. Embiid,
you
no,
in a way,
no, he's no. not. He, of course, they retired his number. He's a two-time.
He got outplayed by Dickinson.
Yeah,
He's a good college big man in Iowa.
A great college player. That's what
he
is. I
don't care whose numbers y'all retire. Retire away.
A two-time National Player of the Year. That'll get your number retired.
He really was National Player of the Year?
Two times. Yeah, 20 and 21.
So he's one of the top. So the Rockets will be looking at him?
No.
Oh.
No.
He's a.
No. Please, no.
He's a senior. No. He's not getting drafted that high.
No. And he stayed 4 years. If you stay 4 years now at a school, you get your jersey retired.
Well, if you also accomplish the things he's accomplished.
Well, I mean, yeah, that too.
Well, but it's one of the reasons why mid-majors have had so much success.
Yeah, he belongs on a mid-major.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he obviously belongs in a Big
Ten. No, I know that. But
well, the Big Ten's playing like a bunch of
his profile is one of a guy who would be on a mid-major because he stayed all 4 years.
How about Michigan? That's it. I mean,
what about him?
How about that? Well, the Big Ten.
They're the only ones left,
that's
right?
That's it.
Well, hey, Juwan Howard getting it done. Well, he's got an all-star coach.
And he's the one that had that was leaked, likely, because the liver's been being hurt.
Yeah.
And look at how they're playing. They played well yesterday. LSU is a good basketball team. It's a pretty good basketball team. And Michigan would
have
done
it. They were hanging in there, and then Michigan just – Michigan wouldn't let them get back. Yeah, they wouldn't let them get back in the game. They kept it at, they kept it anywhere from 4 to 8 the whole time. They just wouldn't let them come back.
Nope. And Abilene Christian. Now that would have been. I didn't want to make fun of Texas.
Why not?
That's where Texas would have played
against UCLA.
Against UCLA, and
isn't it more insulting?
That's where they would have. Yes. I'm sure they would have scored 48 points.
It's more insulting to lose to Abilene Christian to get beat 20 by UCLA.
An 11 seed ran them off the floor.
Yeah,
and you. Texas.
You couldn't beat them.
God.
Yikes. It did get worse.
Yeah.
It got worse.
And 11 seeds, by the way, are like the last ones in. Yeah, They're close to the last ones.
And they weren't just an 11. They had a play-in game to get to the tournament.
So they were
well, we've
the
seen
last
that before. ECU was a play-in game. They got to the Final Four. They got to the championship game as a play-in.
They didn't run the team off the floor to beat Texas.
Yeah. No.
With a 5'7 guard and a 5'9 guard.
I think VCU lost to Butler. Or UConn, one of the two.
Yeah, here.
Yeah, but then we had the worst title game in history when UConn played Butler. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Ooh, was that bad? I almost went to that game and I didn't, and I was like, oh, thank God.
That was the worst.
This is the absolute worst.
I was there for the Final Four for the two games on Saturday.
I was
there. And guess who? Well, I was up in a suite with my buddy.
I was.
And guess who came up there?
Who?
Darren Sharper.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's who you run with?
And he was with a smoke show. A smoke show.
Tell people why Darren Sharper's a name you're mentioning.
Because he's in prison now for
drugging
women and then having relations with them.
Hold on a second. All that stuff came out when, 15?
Yeah. Hey, this was...
No, well, no, that was way back. That, yeah. That was a lot further back.
Connecticut was, that was 12? That was 12-ish.
I think. Alec was a big Butler fan, and we went to the Final Four. Went to the Final Four shoot around. We took the kids out of school and went to the Final Four shoot around, and they loved it. And then went to the Final Four game. Alec loved it, and then we went to. And then I was going to go to the finals, and I just said no.
Made a good choice.
I can't even remember why I said no. It was the best move I've ever made.
Yeah, made a good choice. It was 2011.
2011.
Yes.
Yeah, and this girl that he was with, she was awake. So that was, I can attest to it.
Would you have been a defense witness in that case?
That's a bad one.
I might have been.
Well, the woman I saw him with.
I saw at the game.
Oh, man.
All right. Here, by the way, I just got the defense strategy.
What is it?
It's not even a joke. It's from a lawyer. I'm assuming because he knows this much. Rusty's going to wait until the lawsuits are filed or all filed, then file a motion to consolidate them into one lawsuit. If that is granted, then the strategy will be to discredit one or two of the women, as you guys have all said. If the motion is denied, then Deshaun has to defend something like 20 different lawsuits, and it makes things much more difficult. Also, grand juries are not typically convened with affidavits only. The district attorney will very likely want to interview these women before deciding whether to bring charges. The really insane part of the lawsuit indicated that this went on as late as this month.
Well, what
if Rusty gets it to one lawsuit? I'm telling you, it's a wrap. Because
hold on a second. It's not beyond reason. It could be 51 for he could agree with he could they could believe some of the girls and not other ones. That's not the way it works in a civil suit.
It's not just the way.
You could discredit a couple, so the rest of them are all dismissed.
But if you discredit,
that's not the case.
If you discredit, you could put enough. You have to have some very highly credible.
That's right. But some of them might be very credible. Other ones might be just and the jury or the judge might say, well, you know, he kind of moved it. You're not sure that he did it on purpose.
Jury. And all Rusty needs a jury.
Well,
not
okay,
a judge.
But he moved and he acts. Are you sure that it was that he moved on purpose or it barely touched? Okay, but he forced your head. Okay, that's a different story.
Hold on, let me ask you. If you find that two or three of these girls whatever that number ends up being, have been involved in any kind of shakedowns or people come forward and they get, this is why you have to really vet this incredibly hard, because if this gets consolidated into one case, it's not going to take a lot for people to say this whole thing might be a put on and not consider everything on an individual basis. If they think that this was, or if it comes out that Tony Busby was openly soliciting or whatever, if you create
he did enough, openly solicit. He did. He and absolutely
then,
did.
And then didn't do his due diligence, or they didn't do their due diligence, and they find that some of these, if they find any of the women were involved in shakedowns of any kind, or things come forward with this, this is going to be, it is going to hurt the case, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, John,
if I'm Rusty Harden, I would have planted a couple that are lying.
Well, that is then against then the law.
That can't be legal,
that
is it?
That can't be legal for him.
No, it's not. But that's
I don't
what,
know the but law, what, but it didn't feel legal.
But that's what I would have done.
Well, no, in a TV yeah. show, 100%.
Well, John, you said you were told someone knew about this months ago.
Yes.
Like, this has been a thing. So you would, if you're on the Tony Busby side, you would hope, since he's been building this for months, that at least his initial...
Yes, that he has vetted.
That he's vetted them. Now, all these new women that have come forward, right, that's a different story.
That is a different story.
That's the dangerous
one. And these are the ones that Rusty could have planted.
Are you putting that on Rusty?
I said could have. I didn't say did.
Like Goliath? Like, it feels like a storyline out of Goliath.
It could be. It could well be.
This whole thing feels like a storyline out of... like SVU and... We think we know the answer right away, but then there's a twist somewhere and an ice cube's running down somewhere. And how come we can't find this guy? Blah, blah, blah. What? And then the other guy, Richard Belzer's running around.
What? Is that Richard Ice Cube? Ice-T, you mean, right? Not
yeah,
Ice Cube.
Ice-T, not Ice Cube. Ice-T. Yeah.
Ice Cube. How didn't he return kickoffs for the Texans?
Do you mean to tell
no.
me? No. Listen to John Mulaney has... Hey, see if you can find John Mulaney's... I don't know if it's clean... on Ice-T, where John Mulaney does this Ice-T from Law and Order, where he does every Law and Order has Ice-T, just can't believe how heinous the criminals are in New York. Do you mean to tell me? yes, Ice-T, that is what I mean to tell you.
All right, when we come back.
John Mulaney also in, shout out John Mulaney, he's also in rehab.
Oh, is he?
Yep.
Oh. Quitter. What are we going to talk? We're going to talk about when we come back. Kyle Pitts and Alabama Pro Day coming up. A little preview.
Alabama Pro Day is today.
Today, coming up. Right now, though, I'm talking about my peeps over Chastain Ford. Who loves Chastain Ford? Raise your hand. Me, I do. And you know why I love Chastain Ford? Because I'm part of the family. I love what they do at Chastain Ford, and you're going to love it too. And they didn't do it just because it's me and I speak for them. They do this for everybody. Everybody who walks in that door, you're going to feel like you are family. I'm telling you, the Chastain family, Joe, and they've been doing this in this city for 80, 90 years or whatever it is, selling cars. They've got the Chastain Ford, and they care about that. They care about their name. They care about that you're going to get the best deal that you possibly can, that they're not going to add on secretly to make more money off you. They don't care about that. You can actually buy everything online where you can't do this at other dealerships because they want to add on that $3,000 for the seats or the bed liner or everything. No, if you want that stuff, you get that stuff. If you don't want that stuff, you don't get that stuff. And make sure that you're getting it at the price that you want, at the payments that you can actually afford. This is awfully important to Chastain Ford. And get the best deal that you're going to find on these Fords, whether you're a commercial or retail, whatever the case may be. It's Ford Truck Month, and you're getting the best deals you could possibly get right now at Chastain Ford. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown. Or you can buy it all online with no dealer add-ons at ChastainFord.com.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love Ice-T on SVU. He is fantastic. He's awesome. What's so great about him is that he's been with the SVU for like 11 years now. But he still treats every case like it's his first in terms of total confusion. Sometimes they'll be in the middle of an investigation and Ice-T will be like, yo, you telling me this dude gets off on little girls with pigtails? It's like, yeah, Ice. He's a pedophile. You work in the sex crimes division. You're going to have to get used to that.
844 ESPN.
And it keeps going. There's different. Do you mean to tell me? Like, there's like four different ones. John Mulaney's fantastic. His stand-ups are so good. He's got like four of them on Netflix. You can find three or four of them. And he's really, really good. Really, right. Really good.
Let's talk about Kyle Pitts, 4.46.
Is that what he ran?
Yeah.
I said he was going to run in a 4.4s, yeah. And people didn't believe me. I had heard from his trainer he was going to run 4.48 in that neighborhood.
4.46.
So,
yeah. Are you counting these like you would count in the combine? Because he seemed to be faster than.
No, absolutely. If these are the combine. Well, you count them the same way as you count pro days. I mean, they're 40 yards.
Yeah, but the pro day is always quicker than the combine, isn't it?
No, not necessarily. This is what schools report are often.
Yeah,
faster.
Right, right.
I get official numbers. So I'll look and see if I have the official numbers on it. The official numbers are what I pay attention to because sometimes the official numbers are faster. And you know what? It does seem suspicious. But the other thing is the combine, you may know some of it. You don't know all of it, but you probably know some of it. It is truly amazing. It's truly astonishing when you learn what the process is for the combine. Those guys get like 4 hours of sleep the day before they run. They have to be doing medical stuff for about 8 straight hours, then meeting with teams. And it was designed as, well, the design now is kind of part of a grind. They see how you can handle the absolute grind of it all. So a lot of times they're not at their very best necessarily on that day. And the other thing is, you get a little tight when you know the whole world is watching you, and I think you're a lot more loose.
Well, not only that, you got to stretch. I would imagine while you're waiting, you got to stretch all day and you know, stay. What about the kid? Remember when he was at the hospital and he started yelling at the people at the hospital?
Reuben Foster. What's he doing now?
Mm-hmm. Worked out well for him.
Yeah.
Alabama linebackers.
Yeah.
Reggie Ragland. I don't know. He's somewhere as a backup. Reuben Foster, nothing.
How's Hightower? That was pretty good.
Hightower worked out good. Rashad Evans. Has been pretty good.
Yeah.
I think for the most part.
Reggie Ragland's a Giants now.
Yeah, he's just.
He's what, like three teams already? Or four?
Reuben Foster. The concern is that Micah Parsons is going to be another Reuben Foster.
What about Raekwon?
Roquan.
Oh, Roquan Smith from Georgia?
Yeah.
He's been good.
So is Kyle Pitts a big receiver?
Didn't he get kind of heavy? Did he?
Well, maybe he did. I don't know.
Yeah. Your boy was giving him the business about it.
Was it? I think he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I think he did.
All right, let's talk about Alabama. Right now, what's up?
But it's Kyle Pitts now a big receiver who could go top three, or if someone even wanted to trade up
I've
for him?
I've always felt like he's a possibility.
Because he's faster than Mike Evans.
He's a possibility in Miami. Yes.
So, yeah. So, are you putting Sewell or are you putting Pitts on Miami?
I am putting. Well, what do you mean? What do you mean on Miami? No, it wouldn't be. I don't think Sewell would go to. I think it's a receiver or a tight end or a trade back.
Okay, Donte Smith or Kyle Pitts? Devontae Smith? Rather?
I could see. I think Jamar Chase because he's bigger. This whole thing about I'm 170 pounds. Look at the tape.
Well, Chad Johnson came out and defended him, too.
What's that?
Chad Johnson defended
him, too.
I know
he did. It doesn't matter. When you're 170 pounds, teams can say what they want, and then when it gets nut-cutting time and they see a guy has ankles that are the size of a toddler's wrist, it is concerning to them. It gets concerning because you know that those guys – now, he's been nothing but durable. He's been nothing but tough. Devontae Smith is one of the toughest 170-pound-ish, maybe, guys I've ever seen. He is super tough. He does not play like a small guy. But Ja'Marr Chase is going to be close to 200 pounds. And Devontae Smith is 170. And when all things are relatively equal, they go with the bigger guy in the NFL. They do.
Oof, the greatest, maybe the greatest receiver in college football.
But this is exactly who he's going to be. It's not going to get better than this. This is really
I don't know
polished.
That it has to.
No, I don't think it has to either. But the appeal is, man, can you imagine how much better Devontae Smith when he get is? I mean, Ja'Marr Chase is going to be when he learns to run routes, when he learns to alter speed of his, you know, the tempo of his routes, when he gets with. You look at the size and the potential as opposed to this is exactly who a guy is going to be. And at some point, the Alabama stuff where you're looking at finished products, that I think that does end up hurting some Alabama guys. Because when you look at the success level of Alabama guys, it's good, but it's not great. It's not great. You have players who are good at Alabama, but then they don't get a lot better in the pros because they're polished. Devontae Smith, to me, I've got it Pitts 3 or 2 and Devontae Smith 3. I've got it Lawrence, Pitts, Devontae Smith is my top three players in the draft, followed by Ja'Marr Chase 4.
But that's not the draft order.
No, that's how I have him as my top rated guys. To me, I've never seen a guy like Pitts. To me, he's a combination of, you know, I thought Kellen Winslow Jr. was a phenomenal talent coming out. But what I just see Pitts as a hybrid between Megatron and Darren Waller. And Megatron from the standpoint of you don't really have a matchup that can handle him. You just have to try to guard him and do your best because he plays that kind of like no one was like Calvin Johnson. That speed and that size, no one was like that. No one had that kind of workout. Kyle Pitts has this kind of size, this kind of speed. He's like a faster version of Darren Waller. And actually, Darren Waller was pretty fast.
Yeah.
But Darren Waller has had two. I mean, Darren Waller's really, really, really good.
Oh, no. Really good.
He's really, really. Well, I thought he was really good at Georgia Tech, but he had a huge weed problem. Huge. Like, he couldn't stop himself, and it developed into more. And it almost short-circuited his entire career. And then he came back, and look how good he is right now. If he didn't play for the Raiders, if he played for a better team, Darren Waller would be getting all the love.
All right, Alabama today, under over 5 first-rounders.
Over under 5 first-rounders for Alabama. Let's see, Landon Dickerson you'd have to say as a first. Najee Harris you'd have to say as a first. Barmore you'd have to say as a first. Surtain you'd have to say as a first. Who else? And Devontae Smith.
Mac Jones.
Oh, and Mac Jones and Jalen Waddle. Oh. Hold on a second. Waddle.
7. Waddle, under over Jones. 7.
I like your other one. Because actually the other one's tougher because...
Well, Barmore. Okay.
Barmore is going to go. Waddle's going to go. Smith is going to go. Surtain is going to go. Probably Mac Jones is going to go. Najee and Dickerson are the two that are on the fence. So I actually think 5.5 is that a number? Or are you just saying?
I'm just saying it.
I think 5.5 is actually a good number. You have to make it 6.5 because the general public will just be automatically a yes on Najee, which is not necessarily the case. So you'd have to make it 6.5. I think 5.5 over -150 or over -160 is a good number.
LSU has the record for most first round picks in a draft in one draft at 5. You think that's easy?
That's the record?
Yeah, 5.
Oh, I think it's going down.
And that was just a couple years ago.
In 19, yeah.
Yeah, in the 19 after the
5 are going. Both receivers, the cornerback, the D tackle. And probably Mac Jones. I mean, there's 5 right there.
Yeah, obviously it was Burrow 1, then LSU loaded up late. Chaseon was 20, Justin Jefferson was 22.
Now they held the record for most in a draft.
No, they
LSU,
have,
right?
No, maybe that too from that year.
Yeah.
28 was Patrick Queen.
Would they have 15? Was it 15 they had drafted?
Alabama, right. Alabama has a shot for how many even in the top 20? Like Smith, Waddle. And
Surtain, Mac Jones.
And yeah, they've got 4. Like LSU didn't load up until the bottom half of the draft. Alabama could have like 4 or 5 in the top 20.
Yeah. Most players drafted from one school. Yep. 14 picks. 14 picks.
And one of them was their. And
then they had undrafted free agents on.
Yeah, I was going to say. Guys who didn't even make the draft. I wonder how many guys actually made rosters from that team in their first year.
Is this which this has got to be better? This has got to be better what Alabama's doing this year than what LSU did last year.
I mean, they
no, won. It's not. LSU's was it's so
the guys
deep.
At the top though.
I mean, Justin Jefferson, Joe Burrow looked really good when he was playing. Justin Jefferson, you could have easily made a case for him being rookie of the year.
What do you mean? You mean deep as far as just the draft or just?
Well, even at the top, I mean, Justin Jefferson was really, really good. Yeah, the LSU was so deep. That was unbelievably deep, their draft, for the whole draft. Alabama's not going to go that deep. Like at the top, Alabama, the seven I mentioned, then you got Dylan Moses, 8, Deontay Brown, 9, not Forstall. No, that's about it. That's plenty. But there's not as many draft prospects as they usually have, to be honest with you. And that's 9. That's a ton. LSU had 14?
14 drafted.
And LSU this year is going to have, well, not as many. The linebacker, Cox, will get drafted. Kerry Vincent will probably get drafted.
Did you mention Leatherwood?
Oh, yeah, Alex Leatherwood. There's another one who will probably go in the first. Yeah, they're slaughtering the – well, no, I don't think Leatherwood goes in the first, but they're going to – yeah, Leatherwood, yeah, that's the other one. He's really good too. Well, I mean, actually, Leatherwood's not really good. I don't know why.
Well, Devin White was up at the top of the draft too, pick 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that wasn't – was that
– no, it was a different draft. That was the year before.
It was 19.
Oh, that was
– it was 18.
No, it was –
the 20 draft is Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
the 20 draft is Burrow, Jefferson, everybody else, yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's
Burrow,
right.
Jefferson, and Edwards-Helaire was a first.
It was Chaisson and
– Chaisson didn't really do much
last
year.
And Patrick Queen. That was the 5 guys in the first round.
Patrick Queen didn't do as much last year.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, he was in a running for defensive rookie of the year, but he really didn't play all that great, to be honest with you. And that's their 5. Then they had Lyman. Their left tackle got drafted. Their guard as a starter with the Cleveland. Their center is a starter in Denver. Their right guard is a starter in Seattle. Let's see. You have their left tackle. Thaddeus Moss wasn't a good player. Their defensive tackle, I can't remember where he ended up. Grant Delpit got hurt for the year.
Well, that's what Grant Delpit did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Grant Delpit.
No.
Still gave that man the Thorpe Award for some reason.
Let's get Biscuit in here before we take a break. Hey, Biscuit wants to talk about the draft. What do you say, Biscuit?
Hey, what's up, my fellas?
Hey.
Hey, couple questions for you, Lance, speaking on the draft. One, the issue with the guy, the DB for Virginia Tech, with this procedure, whatever. I think is that going to affect him, or is just
Say it again.
Say it again.
We couldn't understand you, Biscuit.
Caleb Farley.
Oh, the defensive back for Virginia Tech.
Oh, I have to see that. I haven't seen the latest about the back.
Surgery expected back by training camp, but he will have back surgery.
Well, it depends on the severity of it. Yeah.
And obviously where, what kind of back surgery?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to depend on the surgery. Teams will be doing – look, if they think there could be any kind of lingering issues, yeah, that could drop him to the fourth corner spot behind J.C. Horn, Sertan, and
whatever a microdiscectomy is, that's what he's having.
Okay.
I heard you guys talking about Pitts. If you're the Cowboys and you're at 10 and you got a choice between Pitts, the lineman from Oregon, and the DB from Alabama, who you going with?
Well, the thought is both of the first two are going to be gone.
No, but if you had that choice, I'd probably go with
Pitts.
I'd probably go Sewell. Nah, I mean, Cowboys have a lot of firepower. Why put more? You got to get your offensive line or your cornerback fixed. Their secondary sucks, right. And their O-line is really getting diminished.
Yeah, but I'm taking the best player. And you know what?
Yeah, but so how are you going to pay all those guys? How are you going to pay CeeDee Lamb?
You got him for 5 years.
Yeah, but at some point, Dak is going to be making – CeeDee Lamb is going to get
paid. You
know
paid, what?
Like,
I'm gonna
got to go cheaper at a position. You got to get your offensive line fixed. Tyron Smith is finishing up. Like, that's a nice tool. That's a nice play toy. But, man, you got to get your running game back on track. I don't think Dak can win without a really good running back. Not at the highest level. They got to get their running game going. Their offensive line's been super disappointing.
I want to take the best player. When you start taking need, then
Yeah. Oh, you have to take a knee at some point, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Particularly if it's the tackle position.
But it's not like they have a great tight end.
Well, do they need, well, see, who's, there's a lot of ball. I don't know how many balls you're going to have. You got Gallup, you've got CeeDee Lamb, you got, what's that, Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of firepower. Are you going to throw in another guy? I guess, but
I don't know. It becomes you.
Then guess what? Try and cover all those guys.
What
try
you to would block, have to you pay
block
him,
somebody too.
What you would have to pay him. Yeah, at some point, you got to have somebody who's a value. No. It's just too expensive.
859 ESPN 97.5. I want to talk right now about Champion Energy. Be a champion. If you're looking for the best way to go about, as a matter of fact, I just paid my bill. It was unbelievably low. It was so silly how low it was. I'm like, whatever. Thank you, Champion. But this is what I do every single month. I am really, really amazed at how low my bill is. It's literally, the month before was the lowest. This one was even lower than that one. I mean, yeah, we had all kinds of stuff going on, but it's unbelievable. And if you're looking for that kind of bill, if you're looking for that kind of service, you're looking for everything that Champion does, champion.energy/1560. I can't recommend them more. I've been doing it for a dozen years. I won't stop. Champion.energy/1560.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.